Hey guys, and welcome to the first of our end of the year mini-sodes. We're so excited. Today we're going to be talking about our 2022 favorites.
Yes.
So that includes new authors, our new books, and just like our overall favorite books that we read, not necessarily released in 2022, but just highlights of the year.
This is always fun for me. I like going back and looking. Like, I literally go back through my read list and just be like, oh, that one. I remember that one.
Do you ever like look at your list and look at what you read in January and you're like, I read that this year?
I know. I was like, legit, one of these you're going to be like, that was last year. I'm like, no, I seriously read that this year.
I had to double check a couple of them, and I was like, I felt like it was last year, but it was because I read quite a few favorites in January, like legit, like right when we started some of
and
my
funny,
favorites.
Most of mine are like recently, which is funny.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay. So we're going to get started with our favorite new to us authors. Mm-hmm. Who are we really excited that we were able to discover this year? Juliet, you want to take it first?
Well, yeah, because our first one's the same one.
Yeah, I just noticed. We have the same top new author.
Kate C. Wells.
Yeah, Kate C. Wells.
Yes. So that started with the Tyrant Alpha's Rejected Mate. The Tyrant, a long title.
What a title, man.
I mean,
she went for it with that title. A little risky, but it worked because it got the message across. I mean, I knew what I was getting into whenever I picked that one up. But
yeah, there was no you know, skimming around. What's the trope in this one? Rejected Mates. Got it.
Werewolf, love.
Groveling.
And you were the one that picked this particular book up first. And I had heard of Kate C. Wells before because so many people in 2021 were reading Run, Posey, Run.
Right.
So,
which
we've
not read
but
yet.
I didn't get into Kate C. Wells until Juliet picked up the Tyrant Alpha's Rejected Mate. Like,
yeah, and I was like, what is this deliciousness, Jessen?
It was wonderful. I was so excited when Juliet told me. She was like, you have to read it.
It's on the podcast. This is like, I rarely get to be like demanding and like put my foot down and like put it on the podcast, you know, but this was one of them. I was like, oh my God, yes. And what's even funnier to me, I was telling Justin the other day, I was like, yeah, so by the way, I've made Kate C. Wells my friend. I made her be my friend. This is one of the things I like to do as an author.
Juliet's definitely people. Like, I want to be friends with all the authors that I love to read.
Cool. Yeah. Yes. But it was funny though, because she DM'd me because apparently a lot of her readers, she's like, a lot of my readers like second chance romance, and some are talking about this book you have coming out, Resting Witch Face. She's like, you're welcome to come and like post it in my group. I was like, that would be lovely. And so then we talked about doing, you know, like, hey, I was like, I'm excited about your new book. I will totally, you know, put that in my newsletter. She's like, well, yeah, let's do a little newsletter swap. And so, yeah, she's my friend now.
I'm so fucking jealous.
I'm just waiting for a book con so we can have a drink and be legit friends.
Love.
But yes.
Seal the friendship with a drink, and then it's official for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, so number two spots.
What's your number two?
My number two is Melanie Moreland. So we did a podcast on Rev to the Max.
Yes.
And I really loved it. It was such a great romance, and I ended up by reading like that whole series, and I really enjoyed it. And I still need to read more by her, but I just like, I don't know, she's just a really enjoyable contemporary romance author.
It's got that rom-com, but also a little bit of like, you know, depth.
I think she does Opposites Attract really well, because I think all the books that I read by her were Opposites Attract in
a lot of grumpy sunshine going on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed it. So
I loved Rev to the Max.
Rev to the Max was so much fun.
And also super sexy, which I also like.
Exactly, you know, like, exactly. And a bit of an age gap. Like, she really kind of threw all my favorite tropes into one.
So, I mean,
she made me a happy girl. So I was like, Melanie Moreland, you have to be on this list. So what's your number two?
Yes. So my number two is somebody I recently discovered, and her name is Caroline Lee. And she's a historical romance author. And she wrote The Duke Virgin Sister. So
something that I've heard quite a lot about, and I did download it because it's on KU, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is like one of the few historical romance authors who is on KU. So, and I know this is crazy to say she's a favorite author and I've only read one book, but I've already downloaded some of the others. But y'all, when I tell you I was reading it, I was laughing out loud. I think I might have cried a little. I mean, like, you
oh
know,
my
like
God!
Like
it's that got makes it's, even more, you didn't tell me that you cried.
It's all the feels. It's like the sweetest and like this is definitely the opposites attract, you know, opposites attract. She's like a lady and he is, you know, working class, you know, he's a Scotsman, you know, he's a bare knuckle fighter. Like,
you know how we love the Scotsman.
Oh my God. You know, and this one is actually called, this series is called Those Scots Bastards, I think is what the name of it is called.
What a series title. I mean, I know. Love that.
But anyway, she was just a delight to discover. And I'm like, and I've heard other people talking about her and she has great reviews. So I'm like, yep, she's new on my list and I'm going to be reading more of her.
Well, that makes me really excited because one of the things I recently put a video on YouTube, it was a 2023 kind of like New Year tag, BookTuber tag. And one of the things that I kind of am trying to manifest for 2023 is just reading more historicals, like discovering more new historicals.
Yes.
So that'll definitely be on my list. And I'm very excited
about
that.
Maybe be on the podcast in the future.
Yes. So my number three is something that you also have on your list, just lower down, is Mila Finelli.
Yes.
I mean, what a treat.
Look.
What a treat.
Yes.
Secret identity author, because she writes something else. And we know.
She does.
We know who she is.
She does.
But the way she tackles mafia romance is so balls to the walls, and I appreciate that so much.
And Mafia Mad Men was one of my favorites of the year, so, like, seriously, so delicious.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Mila Finelli, I remember seeing it, and I was just kind of like, oh, my God. Because, like, the first one's, like, Mafia Mistress. I'm like, oh, it's a mistress trope. And I'm just like, oh, whatever. And then it was so addictive. It was so addictive. Yeah. I loved it so much. It was just so great. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait until Mafia Target, which is her new release that's going to come out sometime next year.
I am ready.
I'm ready for it. She's amazing. I love it. New favorite Mafia romance author for sure.
She's on my list too.
So number three.
My next one, also another recent one, Marlo Roy, who I was just discovered, and actually I discovered it through Kate C. Wells. Kate C. Wells had recommended one of her books and I was like, what is this? And so I went to and so Justin was the one who was like, I was like, Justin, I'm reading this book and there's like these omegas and alphas and there's like these betas and I'm like, there's some crazy shit.
She's like, this is such a crazy concept.
This was like, and Justin's like, okay, Juliet, what you've discovered is the Omega Verse. I'm like, what? What the fuck is this?
We love it. I only discovered it last year, so I am not an expert at all. But I was like,
I know, but I'm like, wait, how behind am I? You know, like, I didn't even know this was a trope.
I mean, this has been around for so long, and I just discovered it. So, like, no shade thrown at all.
I know. Sadly, though, I had seen the term, but I ignored it and just was like, I don't know what that is, and kept moving. But I have discovered it. And Marla Roy, I like how she does it because these are fated mates. Omegaverse. So it's like, and it's in a dystopian world. So it feels a little bit like, it reminded me a little bit of like Nobody's Hero by Beck McMaster. There's no werewolves because they're not legit werewolves or anything. They are people, but it's like their DNA has switched and they become these like super beings, like alphas. And then there are some women who, their only women are omegas and there are very few of them. And they are the only ones who can birth alphas and omegas. And so, like, it's very unique. And so the hero was born, and he was born in the time before the end, like before the end. So he's like 100-something years old. And she's, well, she's much younger. She's like 40 or something. So it's like an age gap, but he's like from before the times, but he's obviously the alpha of the alphas in this pack or whatever. And I don't know. It was fascinating to me. It was new to me. The Omegaverse was new to me. But also I just thought this author did it really, really well, where I was compelled, like, I wanted to know more about these characters. Like, I was into their world. It wasn't just like sex and violence and stuff. And, oh, there was a lot of scent tracking and stuff, which I enjoyed.
I hope you put that as one of your favorite books of the,
I did.
Of the, okay. Okay. I was like, because Juliet told me like so much about it and she like binged the series basically. Like she's,
yeah.
She
well, this
was,
first
it was
one,
so addictive for
yeah,
her.
Yeah. This first one was actually in 2021. So I couldn't put it on my 2022 favorites, but
we have the overall list. So I'm assuming you put it on that, right?
I did.
Yeah. Awesome. So My next one is Elsie Silver. This is an author that Juliet hasn't read quite yet. And
which I'm going to.
Yes, she does have it downloaded on her Kindle, and I'm really excited for her to try it out. But Elsie Silver, I had seen her name crop up throughout the year, and I'm always just kind of like wary. Like, I want more people to kind of taste test a new author for me. Because especially whenever people are like really hyped up about it, I'm like, I just want more people. I want more of like a general consensus, you know?
Yeah.
It's either I jump on this book before I see anybody else's.
Yeah.
Like, I see one person recommend it and then I form my opinion without any other person, or I need to have a lot of people's opinion. I'm like either or.
And so it's typically
not middle of the road for
Justin,
me.
Justin, did you read it and what do you think?
So, Elsie Silver, I mean, the first book that I read by her was Flawless, and, you know, then now I'm going through her backlist, but I think that she's such a phenomenal writer, and she's also a reason why I want to try out some more cowboy romances, because it's just not normally something that I gravitate towards, but she does it so well, and also, like, she creates a really great family, and I think that that's really important to us.
Yes.
We love, like that a family good dynamic. Family dynamic. Mm-hmm. So, She was awesome for that, and I'm so excited that I ended up by reading her before the end of the year because, wow, loved it, loved.
Well, if I read her before January 1st, I'm counting her for 2023.
So, okay.
Just saying.
All right.
Okay, my next one actually is Mathematics, because believe it or not, we read those. I binged almost all of them at the beginning of the year. Y'all, this was Dinosaur MM Shifter.
Guys.
Sink or Swim.
Sink or Swim is still one of just my favorite books.
Yes.
Like, I just love that book so much.
So cute. It's, y'all, it's one of the, what you call the bonkers romance.
Yeah,
you know,
bonkers
monster.
Romance is out there. But, like, monster romance has had its shining light.
Oh, yeah.
For this year. I mean, there's been so
I
many.
Agree.
But I think that this is the only one of its kind, honestly.
It is.
Mathematics is truly.
I don't think there's any other dinosaur that actually has legit characters with like layers and depth
stuff
like that.
Trust me, I've seen the dinosaur romance that has like, have you seen the one where they take an old Joanna Lindsay cover, like old historical cover, and they have the historical maiden and like literally a raptor on there with her?
No,
like,
no,
I know that they're out there.
I've not seen that.
I'm going to show you. Don't worry.
That's
crazy. But I feel like Mathematics just creates such an enjoyable, also found family experience as well.
Definitely.
Another thing that we really love. So.
Yes. Yes.
She's amazing.
And just entertaining from beginning to end. I love these books so much.
Extremely entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So my last one is Tara DeWitt. And this is this author really blew me away with a book called Funny Feelings. And wow, I was really blown away. Friends to Lovers done so well. And I think that Friends to Lovers is something that we say, like, we want to see more of because everyone wants to write enemies to lovers. But, like, we really appreciate Friends to Lovers. And I loved Funny Feelings so much. And this is a book that I literally read like a couple days ago. So I'm so excited that I was able to read it before we did this because truly, I mean, it came out on top and I'm excited to read more by her.
Yeah, I definitely need to read Tara for sure.
Yeah. So that's it because we had the same Mila Finelli and that's your...
Yeah, that was my last one.
Yeah, that's your last one. So now we're going to move on to our favorite new releases of 2022.
Releases.
Yeah, so what is your top... new release. Well,
okay, so mine aren't in order.
Yeah, mine aren't in order. I just kind of slapped them on there. So don't think that this is like ranking.
Like
this
five is just to like, one or one to five.
Yeah, this is just our top five in general new releases, but not ranked because that's too much pressure, guys.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to rank them.
So this one, we have a couple that are the same. And my first one, we have the same. It's A Matter of Temptation by Stacey Reed. I think it's definitely my favorite Stacey Reed, and I've enjoyed quite a few of hers.
Agree.
But also, did you see that she just got a movie deal?
Yeah.
I'm so excited for her.
I am ecstatic.
So excited.
I love that for her because I think that it's for her Sinful Wallflower series.
Yes.
And those are good. Oh my God, so freaking good. So I'm so excited for her. But yeah, A Matter of Temptation is definitely my favorite book that she's written so far, period. Like, hands down. It was such a delight. I've read it twice already this year, alone.
Yeah, that might be a reread for me too. Just like a comfort read. It's just so good.
It was
good.
Just as good the second time around. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, I want it in all the formats. Like, I just like love it. I want to be surrounded by A Matter of Temptation. It was such a good, oh God. And like the characters were so amazing. It was beautiful. A unique story to me. And
very unique.
I just feel like it's one of those books where it's just like, it's the perfect book for me. Mm-hmm. You know?
Honestly, I've never read a Stacey Reid book that I did not like.
Oh no.
Like, Oliver's just have this, she has that something. She has that something.
She's definitely, you know, she's definitely like top three historical romance authors of all time. Yeah. Like, that's what yep. she is to me, yep. for sure.
Agree to agree.
Okay, so I Have Funny Feelings by Tara DeWitt.
Yay! I really need to read this one.
So the premise of this one is, I can't remember if you've watched it. Have you watched Marvelous Miss Maisel on
yeah.
Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
That's the premise of this one.
Aww.
Except, so our heroine, she is, you know, just starting out in stand-up comedy, but she's always had a crush on her manager, and he's a single dad.
Stop.
And, yeah, he was also a former comedian as well, but after he had his daughter, he, like, got out of the limelight. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of an age gap there, and, like, it's mutual pining. They are best mm-hmm. friends, but, like, they both are pining after each other.
Oh and my God, I love
also,
that.
There's a fake dating scenario that you know,
kind of gets
them
things
on.
Going.
Yes, God, it was so freaking good. It was beautiful. I was really blown away by it, and for sure a highlight of this year. And it just happened a couple days ago.
I know. It's like, didn't you just read this?
I literally just read it, but it was so yeah. good. It was so
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I've got to catch up on the contemporary because you've yeah. read a lot of good contemporaries.
Yeah.
So my next one is The Tyrant Alpha's Rejected Mate by Kate C. Wells. No big shocker there. This, again, the tropes are a rejected mate. But it is a different kind of world.
I've never read a rejected mate that works so well for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
You know?
And because, like, he was in the wrong, but then he made up for it 10 times. But also, it was like he was also, his motivations were about protecting the pack and all this kind of crazy stuff. But he was being a little bit ignorant. And when he realized that, like, I just love, it also worked because the heroine was so tough and so strong.
Oh, God, the heroine, like, was great. She makes the novel. Like,
yes.
If the heroine wasn't so strong and independent mm-hmm. in and of herself, even though the pack looked at her as weak, mm-hmm. like, the story wouldn't have worked half as well. And I think
exactly.
that's the thing about Kate C. Wells. I think she has such interesting heroines. So
she does.
Yeah, yeah. And I do have The Tyrant Alpha's Rejected Mate as an honorable mention, because we have our top five and then we have our three. So I do have it there because it was for sure probably my favorite, like, paranormal fantasy,
yeah.
all that across mm-hmm. the board for sure. So my next one is Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan.
Which I haven't read.
I think that you and I both have similar feelings about Kennedy Ryan, that you know that she's going to sucker punch you in the feels.
Right.
Like, you know that you're in for an emotional
get
time.
Get ready to get exactly. like punched a little bit, punched around a little bit.
So I remember Crystal actually read Before I Let Go first.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for my friends. I mean, they understand me so much. She was definitely not giving anything away, but she's just like, I can't wait to talk to you about it. Like, there's things I want to talk to you about. I was like, Chris, I'm scared. I'm like, I'm so scared.
I'm like, this is how I get with you. And I'm like, I don't know. I want to read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm like, of course we want to read it, but you know that Kennedy Ryan is going to bring you to the point where
oh,
you
yeah.
like,
she can bring you to painful
could
places.
Almost despair.
Yes.
Of
yes.
there being an ACA, yes. but she always pulls it off. Always, always, always. And I think that Before I Let Go is just another example, shining example, that I trust Kennedy Ryan. Like, even though I know it's going to hurt, I think that I trust her because she, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, she has such great balance with the angst, but also she gives me enough scenes that are so hopeful, so joyful, and mm-hmm. I'm just swooning because, oh, they're together. Like, she
right.
doesn't just, like, leave me hanging until the
if
very end of the book.
If there's too much angst, it's, like, too yeah. much, it's, like, it's not enjoyable. If there's too yeah. much pain, you know, but she knows how to, like you said, she knows how to write that to where it brings you to your knees, but then also lifts you back up. So.
Exactly. And she just knows how to do that. Not to mention, I mean, her prose is extremely beautiful.
Oh, God,
and
yeah. There's not many out there who
and
can
it's a
write
second
like
chance romance, which we normally don't love.
This is true.
It's hard for us.
That's right.
But I was like, if anybody could do it, it's Kennedy. And
exactly.
I wasn't disappointed in that. So very love, 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 love.
Awesome. awesome to hear. Another on my list. I have to be ready emotionally. I will prepare myself. My next one is Taken by the Horde King by Zoe Draven.
God,
it was so good. It was so good.
Agree. Sci-fi romance, guys. Say,
y'all, Zoe Draven is my top sci-fi romance author. Like,
I will claim that as well.
Hands down. I can't. And I even just – I just read another one that I think I added somewhere down the list here.
No. For Zoe Draven?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's just, like, amazing. She had a new release this year, and it's a completely different world. But
it is. But already –
Taken by the Horde King. Yeah.
Yes.
But Taken by the Horde Kings is – if you've watched Game of Thrones, it has lots of Dothraki vibes, you and I both really
love. We like
loved.
The Khal Drogo vibes, yeah, but like, man, less rapey.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
More palatable. More palatable, for sure. But I think that Taken by the Horde King, for me, it's definitely my favorite of the series, hands
down. It is
down.
Mine, too.
Like, it's just my it favorite is mine book too. Of the series.
I did. I love so many of them. I love the Madness Horde King, the Mad
I
Horde King.
I love them all. There's one that I, like, hated at all.
Not at
I
all.
I just think that Taken by the Horde
it's
King
just next level.
Was such a standout, man.
It was good because he becomes captive and then she becomes captive.
It's reverse.
And so this whole Taken, it's like, it's so good.
It's really
they
good. They both take each other, so.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. If you haven't read Zoe Draven, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but you need to, like, get on that.
Okay, my next one, which also appears on Juliet's list, is Mafia Madman.
Oh, yeah, we have both of us, the next one.
Guys, when I tell you, I mean, this is just my kink, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This powerful mafia man who is a complete alpha hole, but it works, especially because the heroine, Gia, can stand up to him. So, again, like,
we have a revenge plot. Like, Enzo revenge. Is, like, out for revenge.
Yes, and she's kidnapped. There's also a huge age gap. Mm. There's lots of kinky, you know, sex in there.
Super strong heroine, which we like.
She's so strong. She's so feisty. She does not take his shit. And it's just, like, a battle of wills the whole entire book. And it makes me laugh, but also just, like, it was such a fun time, but I also feel like they had such a deep connection as well. Like, it's not just, like, light and fun.
Yeah.
It's I also deep. Love – their connection is deep.
Very deep. And I love these kind of books where you really don't know what's going to happen next. Like, you know, a lot of the mafia tend to follow the same thing. Okay, there's a kidnapping, right? Okay, that's kidnapping. But, like, there are things that happen, like, oh, shit, what's going to happen now? Like, what is she going to do? Like, you know, and I was surprised a couple of times, you know, like, when she has to strip naked and stuff is just, like, so funny.
I mean, I think, like, the naked yoga scene funny, in the cage is one of the most iconic things that ever did happen in mafia romance.
Like, she's like, fuck you, bruh.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to stretch.
Okay.
Enjoy this.
Let me do my naked yoga. You enjoy this, bitch.
Yeah, I love it. Double middle finger, asshole.
Oh, so
love
good.
It. Love it. It's such an FU moment,
yes.
And it's great. So, yeah. Iconic mafia romance that will shall forever live in our hearts.
Yes.
What's
okay.
your next one?
So next one, speaking of kink, my next one was Praise by Sarah Kate.
Yeah.
So that one I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like, another age gap. And of course, it was just a unique situation because the heroine was basically going to get money. A deposit back from an apartment that her loser boyfriend sent back to her dad. So she's going to the dad to, like, get the money back and winds up being into, like, mistaken for his new sub.
Yeah.
It's
such,
like,
a bonker
get on
situation.
Your knees.
It was such a bonker situation, but it worked so well.
She's like, wait, what?
It's like, I am a feminist. Why the hell do I like this?
Why am I getting on my knees for him?
I don't understand.
Oh, y'all.
Love.
So good. It was good.
What a great romance. Okay, so my last one, because we both had A Matter of Temptation on our list, but my last one is Heartless by Elsie Silver. It was such a good time. Oh, my God. Okay, so Forced Proximity. We also have Single Dad with the cutest freaking kid. Like, you know I love when kids are done well.
Yes.
Yes. He has the cutest son ever, but it's also, it's his nanny. So his new sister-in-law, she has a best friend, and he's in need of a nanny, and she suggests her friend, and they have a meeting before she becomes the nanny, and he's, of course, attracted to her, and then, like, when she starts living in his house, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. Yeah, like,
this is going down.
And he is such a grump. And she is such a wild woman. It is great. Opposites attract.
I love that.
It's literally, again, like what when an author can like throw all of my favorite tropes in one book, I'm just having a good time, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what happened with Heartless. I think that it was so perfectly done. I think that one of the things that we're kind of like, it could kind of make or break a book for us. A book could be like amazing and five stars throughout the whole thing. And then we get to like the conflict and it's like, oh, sad that it went in such a predictable way or an over the top way. And I just felt like Heartless doesn't fall into those traps. So
we love it.
So those are our top five favorites. Yes. And then we have our honorable mentions, of course. And then two of mine are some that Juliet has already mentioned, Tyrant Alpha's Rejected Mate and Taken by the Horror King. Both of those were on my honorable mentions.
Well, what's your third one?
My third one was A Company of Fiends, which Juliet's not going to read. But
nope, sorry. But I do like this author.
So Catherine Moon, she's one of the only authors that I will read reverse harem. And she kind of gives you a double whammy because it's a reverse harem, but it's monster romance. Like, they have so many different types of monsters. I think she's so creative with it, honestly, too. And what was interesting, because we've done the Lady of Rexgrave Manor on the podcast, and it's such a different vibe with A Company of Fiends because it's a slow burn. Like, it's really and truly a slow burn romance. And it's like, I never have heard anybody else say of a reverse harem romance that it's slow burn, because usually it starts off hard and fast because you have to introduce all these characters and show that they're in love. But Catherine took her time, and I really enjoyed that. So I thought it was fun.
Well, good.
What are some honorable mentions for you?
So Desire in His Blood, Zoe Draven's book one in her new series, which is like a winged horn
vampire slash berserker
slash berserker
sci-fi
demon like, guy.
Yeah.
Fucking hot.
All the things.
All the things.
Fated mates.
Fated mates.
And like blood fated mates.
Like, but this is like, I've been so in the mood for this lately. You know it. Like, I've been like just seeking paranormal and fantasy so hard lately. So I thoroughly enjoy that. And speaking of which, the next one is also The Alpha Seduction, which is book two by Marla Roy in her Omegaverse. And this one was another age gap where she is from the end times. She is older and he's a young alpha. And it was very interesting. There's kidnapping.
Well, I'm excited because I already have the first one downloaded.
Yeah, I really want to know what you think. Like, I want to know. I don't know if you'll enjoy it as much as I did. I hope you do. But I just found them captivating. They weren't, you know, not everything's perfect the way you want it, but it's like, but these were all 4.5 to 5 stars for me.
Well, I think of it in the same vein as like Ice Planet Barbarians. Like, I binged like 15 in a row. They're just addicting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just something to be said of that addictive quality.
And I think the world that she sets up feels very real. Like, I can totally see everything, you know, like without spending, you know, exorbitant amount of time explaining, you know, what things look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, so thoroughly enjoyed Marla Roy. I'd recommend her. And my last one is The Crush by Carla Sorensen. Oh, I really enjoyed that one.
That was
one.
Such a good, like, childhood.
It was like a second chance, sort of.
Yeah.
You know? Like a wrong time, you know?
It wasn't ever the right time for them to get together. And, like, when one was single, the other would be dating somebody else. But, like, they always had this
connection.
And then
she's single and he's going hard.
Yeah, he's like, all right, this is my chance.
This is it. I'm going in there.
I love it.
You know, and it was just, it was so cute. But Carla Sorensen just, she's so good at these. Like, just like heartwarming, melty, swoony, you know, romances like
this. I totally agree. All right, so now we have our list for all-time best of 2022. And this is just any book that we read throughout the year. Mm-hmm. It could be an old school historical romance that we just recently discovered. It could be a new release. It doesn't matter. These are just the top books that really stood out to us. And so I made sure all of these were like 4.5 and above. So yes. that's how I did it. So we can quickly go through mm-hmm. those. What's some of your, what's the first five on yours?
First five, Taken by the Horde King, Zoe Draven.
Absolutely.
Run, Posey, Run by Kate C. Wells.
One of the top psychopath y'all. Romances ever.
Y'all.
In existence.
Go to your Kindle and read it. The Tyrant Alpha's Rejected Mate by Kate C. Wells. Mafia Madmen by Mila Finelli. And Praise by Sarah Kate.
Yeah.
That's my first five.
Yeah. My first five, Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan. Mm-hmm. Funny Feelings by Tara DeWitt. Mm-hmm. A Matter of Temptation, Heartless, and Mafia Madman. So I've talked about all these already.
Yes. No need.
No need to go into
them
further.
I just had to yell, Run, Posey, Run. That's
absolutely.
All.
Okay. Next, and I do have Run, Posey, Run on my list. It's just like I slapped it further down the list. I was actually going through my Airtable kind of month by month and like putting them down. Like at first I tried to go off of memory.
I need to download Airtable. I love Airtable. See, I usually just go through my Kindle list. I go back to Amazon and I scroll.
If you know me, I love Excel spreadsheets. But like Airtable is pretty. Airtable is pretty already, you know? So that's basically
all right,
what it is.
I need to do that.
Next.
My next five, Rules for a Proper Governess by Jennifer Ashley. Mm-hmm. So enjoyed that. So we have like a mixed class one, which I adored. And I love that heroine. A Matter of Temptation by Stacey Reed. Alpha Salvation, book one in Marla Roy's book series. The Duke's Virgin Sister by Caroline Lee. Absolutely love this. Five stars, easy for me. And To Sir Philip with Love by Julia Quinn. I had never read this book.
I forgot that she had never read this one.
I had
one.
Never read it until this
she,
year.
She like skipped it over.
I like, did. While like, she was reading it. It's weird. I'd read all the Bridgerton books except for this one. I'm like, wait, I haven't read this. And so I did. And
I love that
it.
For you. I love that you finally read that yes. one because I really love that one.
Yes. Your
okay,
next five.
My next five were Taken by the Horde King, The Temptation of a Highlander by Elisa Brady.
Oh, how did I even forget that?
So it technically released in like late December of 2021, but I purposely yeah. didn't read it until 2022 because right. I knew it was just going to be forgotten because it was so late in the year. I was yes. just like, no, I want it to be one of my first reads of 2022. Ugh. And Elisa Braden, another top three historical romance authors of all time. Like I literally love
yes.
her so much.
Yes. Same.
Scotland. Love and also a little bit of magic in there, so I like that. Then we have It Started with a Scandal by Julianne Long. Such a
great
romance.
That was so good.
It was so swoony.
Yes.
Rev to the Max by Melanie Moreland. Mm-hmm. Across a Moonlit Sea.
I don't know this
by
one.
By Marcia Cannon. This is an older
historical
romance. I think
you mentioned it to me. Yeah, you mentioned it to me, but I have
Crystal was the one to read it and recommend it to me. And such an enjoyable, like, privateer. And it's actually, like, in Elizabethan age.
Oh, the pirate one.
And it's in Elizabethan, which you don't normally read a historical romance in that time period. Like, I want more. And, yeah, I mean, it was great. It was wonderful. I mean, it was, like, you're at sea the entire time, and it's phenomenal. We have such a kick-ass heroine.
Yeah.
Plus a pirate privateer hero.
Yep.
Like, yep. it's just...
This is,
it's just,
I'm reading this over the holidays.
Yeah.
Got it.
Absolutely love it. On okay. It. Your next on ones.
Believe it or not, Anything But a Gentleman by Lisa Brayden. I had not read it until earlier this year.
I'm so excited for you because that's one of my favorites of all
Mine
time by her.
Too. Y'all, Anything But a Gentleman. Oh, you've got to read it. It's
love.
Just, Lisa Brayden is so good. But there, when she like hits all the points, it's like way above five stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? After Midnight by Teresa Medeiros.
I'm so
really
excited that this one made it
that.
To your list.
Yes. Like, I just love the whole, is he a vampire? Is he not a vampire? Like, is this paranormal?
Wasn't
what's
such
happening?
A fun,
like,
such
it
a
was,
fun thing?
It was. It was clever. And I just thought she was funny and everything and sexy and everything was wonderful. I loved
I
it.
I agree.
And then my last one is one I really just finished the other day. It's Wicked Captor by Zoe Draven.
See, I need to go back into her backlist.
Yeah, this is a backlist.
She
it's
has
book
quite
one.
A few I haven't
and,
read yet.
Yeah, it's book one in He's a Luxurian, which is one of her Luxuria aliens, and they're hot.
You know I'm a sucker
hot.
For hot
they're
aliens.
7 feet
so.
Tall, muscular.
Say less. You know?
Say less. 7 feet tall and muscles.
I'm there.
That's all you need to know. And everything's proportionate. So.
Okay, my last few are Rules for Proper Governance by Jennifer Ashley, which Juliet has already mentioned. Wonderful, like, mixed social classes. Oh, God,
so good.
So good. And also kind of like forced proximity nanny romance as well. Yes. Run, Posey, Run, Kate C. Wells. Phenomenal. One of my favorite psychopath romances ever.
Yep.
Tyrant Alpha's Rejected Mate. Again, Kate C. Wells just knocking it out the park with such a cool trope. Slightly Scandalous by Mary Balog. Oh,
such a good one.
I love that one, too, because we kind of have – we have a grumpy heroine and a sunshiny hero.
Yes.
Like, fuck yes. I love it.
I love when it's this old switcheroo there.
Yeah, me too. And then we have A Company of Fiends by Catherine Moon.
Nice. Like,
really loved it. So that is our year in a nutshell, guys. Those are the books that we just couldn't stop thinking about and like just kept like banging on my head. Like, oh my God, these books just would not let me sleep. They're amazing. So.
So fun. I love when we do our recap for the year, because then I go back and I'm like, oh, I love that one. Oh, I love that one.
Doesn't it make you just want to like, you're like,
you've read
everything?
Yeah, and you've read books I haven't read. I'm like, well, now I've got to go read these.
Exactly. You know?
So
I love that. I love that for us. All right, guys. Well, I hope that you enjoyed today's mini-sode. We had such a good time, and we're so happy that we made it through another year of great reading. I mean, we love discovering new books. So
excited
this is
for
such
2023.
Fun. Exactly. So we'll catch you next time. Our next mini-sode will be on our top book boyfriends and girl crushes of 2022. Plus, we'll go over like our ultimate list that we always kind of like change.
I changed quite a few.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I brought some oldies back into my list, so you'll see for that one. But thank you so much for listening.
And this goes out to all the fangirls.
Nice, better with a little HEA.